something about your wisdom, something about what your wisdom is all about, something about discerning the different kinds of wisdom, whether it's demonic, whether it's just unspiritual wisdom, human wisdom. And you were beginning to help us to understand how to receive your wisdom, to be involved, to see the reality of your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So today I want to thank you, Father, that you are this all-knowing God, and you know what you have purposed for our nation. You know what you have purposed for our own lives, our families, our communities, our towns. And we want to thank you that we are a people that has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are a kingdom and priests to really be involved, Father, in something that's so profound, so powerful here. And so we ask that you will open up this morning more understanding so that we can gain and really know what this wisdom is all about, that you are inviting us to enter and to share and to experience and to see your incredible glory manifest here on earth. And this we want to thank you. Thank you for the privilege of being your children. Thank you for the privilege of being called out of darkness and brought into this incredible kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, the kingdom of light. And we want to thank you that we're not alone in this, but you are giving us insights by the Holy Spirit. And this we acknowledge this morning, Jesus, that you are the wisdom of God. In you is all the treasures of the wisdom of God. And we want to thank you that we can, by the Spirit, begin to really experience the reality of having your mind to see the Father glorified. And we honor you for that this morning. Holy Spirit, thank you for your involvement. Thank you that you are the Spirit of truth. You are the Spirit of wisdom. We want to thank you, Holy Spirit, as you share with us this morning and you impart into us and communicate to our spirit man this morning revelation. Let light shine in the areas of darkness that may be within our soul dimension and our understanding. And this we receive and we honor you for the moment we can be together as a family, Father, as you share with us as our Father through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Okay. Just for those, just to catch up, we are busy with understanding or getting some understanding of what God's wisdom is all about. And there's certain reasons that it's necessary for us to realize, I think, to renew our mind and to be open to acknowledge that so much of our life is based on our own human wisdom or the wisdom of other people, and it's not the wisdom of God. And so God wants to help us to really press into something I believe is pretty awesome, pretty exciting for us. Remember, we are learning how to live in the reality of the kingdom of God. And remember when Jesus was speaking to Pilate, and Pilate was questioning Jesus, and Jesus said to Pilate, listen, my kingdom is not of this world. See, and that's important, because human wisdom does not help in this kingdom that's not of this world. It's God's wisdom and His wisdom alone that helps us. And so we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. So we have to have the wisdom of God to be able to enable you and I as a children of God in the kingdom of God to be able to manifest and to see His kingdom grow here on this earth. And that's why this is so important for us right now. Hi, you guys. So I want to start off in Proverbs 9. Greg, we're continuing with the wisdom of God as we, from last Sunday. I want to read Proverbs 9 and from verse 1. We got there. Wisdom has built her house. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out its seven pillars. Important description that is being revealed to you and I here. She has prepared her meal and mixed her wine. She has prepared her meat, she has prepared her meal and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids and calls from the highest point of the city, let all who are simple come in here. She says to those who lack judgment, come eat my food and drink my wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of understanding. And we see an incredible picture over here of wisdom. And it's such a prophetic, it's such a shadow of the reality of Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom of God. We see something about the sevenfold Spirit of God. If we look, go back to Isaiah 11, where we see there that about the sovereign, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel, etc. And it describes seven aspects of the ministry of the Holy Spirit that is upon our Lord Jesus Christ as a man living on this earth. And so we get an amazing picture here where we see, for instance, in 1 Peter 2 verse 5, where we see there that it's Jesus who is building a spiritual house. So we're starting to realize here there's something about the season of building that we have been invited in, that we are going to need the wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ to be able to be involved in how he builds his incredible family of God, you and I. So when we speak about the building of the kingdom, when we're speaking about the advancing of the kingdom, the more the reality of you and I understanding and grasping and living in the reality of the kingdom of God, the more the kingdom of God is expanding. Okay, and so here we begin and we start to see that there's an invitation for all those who are simple. I don't know about you, but when I start to, as we looked at the last two Sundays, if we start to look at the incredible attributes of God, I realize how simple I am. Really. If I look at the reality of life and the incredible issues that we're facing today, I realize that the most wise people are very simple in regards to the wisdom of God. So there's a call for all who are humble. There's a call for all those who acknowledge that my wisdom has come to the limit, that my understanding about life, etc., is very, very shallow, and I'm going to need to come and sit with wisdom and have fellowship with wisdom and to begin to allow wisdom to feed me, whether it is the wisdom on how to live today, whether it's wisdom on how to rest, if it's wisdom on how to solve the problems, if it's wisdom, whatever it may be. But all the wisdom that God will be releasing is going to be helping you and I to be able to see the reality of the kingdom of God manifesting here on earth as it is in heaven. And that is why it's important for you and I to really grasp this. When we look at in Proverbs chapter 1, you know, I think everybody quotes this all the time when it speaks about the wisdom of God. And it goes and it says in verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Often we read that. But fools despise wisdom and discipline. And this morning I want to focus a little bit about the fear of the Lord. But it's going to be a different angle to this and not what you might be expecting. So we notice over here that we've been invited as a family of God. We are being called to come and sit with wisdom, to come and sit with our Lord Jesus. Last Sunday we looked at that scripture in Colossians 2, and we looked there in verse 9, that all the wisdom of God is in Christ Jesus. And I don't know about you, but that word all means quite a lot. That word all means that every part, every problem, whatever it may be, all is all in the wisdom of God. So anything that you and I will ever need will be found in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we looked last Sunday that our starting point, and that's why the invitation is for you and I to come and sit at wisdom. The starting point when we are wanting answers, the starting point of how to see the kingdom of God, the starting point on how to pray, the starting point of our life is rooted in, first of all, coming to sit with Jesus Christ. Not Google, but Jesus Christ. Not the wisdom of tradition, but Jesus Christ. Not the wisdom of the wise culture, but Jesus Christ. Because when we looked at the different types of wisdom, and we saw there that there's the wisdom of God, and there's the wisdom of man, there's the wisdom of the soulish wisdom, which is the wisdom from just the soul dimension of man, the old nature man kind of thing, and there's also the wisdom of the demonic. And all of those has a certain manifestation to it. Disorder, corruption, evil, you name it there. It's only the wisdom of God that has the quality that is totally different to every other wisdom. So where we find fighting and all that there, you know, that's demonic, human, unspiritual wisdom. It's wisdom that does not have Holy Spirit's mind in this. Okay. And so we've been looking at that over the past couple of weeks. So we're starting to look at the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, you might not be here now in what I'm going to be sharing. You might have gone through this, or you might still be going to go through what I'm going to be sharing with you right now. But in Matthew, in chapter 4, the temptation of Jesus. And in Matthew chapter 4, we see how that the Holy Spirit leads Jesus into the desert to be tempted. The Holy Spirit is leading Jesus to be tempted. So this is the will of the Father for Jesus to be tempted. Okay? Now praise God that Jesus was led to be tempted, because it helps you and I. And so Satan comes and he says, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Remember, wisdom is inviting us to come and have a meal, to come and eat. Remember, we looked there in the Garden of Eden, where God did not create you and I to have the knowledge of evil. Remember, we looked at how Satan comes and he says to Eve, and he starts to tempt Eve, and he starts to say to Eve, "You want to get wise. You want to become like God. You want to become wise." And remember, Eve's written in Genesis there that which was evil, that which was forbidden, that which was not the will of God, looked good to her eyes, was pleasing to her. It's part of the deception of human demonic wisdom. It looks pleasing. And so she looks and it was pleasing, and she says over there that this is the way to become wise. And so we looked at that way, that the pathway to this wisdom that is of this world is through the pathway of disobedience. Important. And here Jesus is being obedient. So the pathway for you and I to enter into this wisdom as God is through the obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ. He undid what took place in the garden. And so he's inviting us to come and eat. He's inviting you and I to come, because in him, he is the wisdom of God. In him, he's the storehouse, he's the treasure house of all the wisdom of God. And the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and makes it known. And so he's giving us this. So now Jesus is being tempted, and the devil comes and says to Jesus, if you are the Son of God. Now, you may not be here now. Where the enemy is coming to you and saying, is Jesus really God? You might not be here now, but you will be. Where the enemy might be coming to tempt you and to really start to enable you to question, is Jesus really God? You might have a religious belief in this. See, it's a big difference. You might be having a place where, oh, the Bible says that, I believe it. But it's not real. It's not real. There may be a depth of faith in this right now, but there's far more that needs to take place in the revelation that Jesus is God. And so the enemy will be pretty active in our lives, sharing and speaking into our lives and wanting us to doubt that Jesus is really God. He does not want you and I to go to Jesus to get the wisdom that's in Jesus, because Jesus is fully God. He wants you and I to get wisdom from him. Important. Because where we get wisdom from him, there's disorder, there's evil. And so you will find, you might get the thoughts, and I don't believe, is Jesus really God? And then you know, this is the enemy now, trying to tempt you, to bring you to the place where, oh no. But don't give up. Press through. Press through, because you're at the place of an incredible breakthrough of getting a deeper revelation of who Jesus Christ is. So if you're in this place right now, or you will be coming to this place, realize, don't stop, don't listen to the enemy, because you're at the brink of a breakthrough to enter into a level of activity with Jesus that you've never been before. And this is the realm, this is the place that you and I has been invited to begin to really participate in. It's a higher level now. The chains of the ground boundness, the change of that is breaking, and we are able to now begin to really live in the reality of being in the kingdom of God. And so Satan might be coming to you, and he is saying this to you right now. Jesus said, John in Matthew 16, and he comes and he asks the disciples, listen, who do the people say that I am? You know that John, Matthew 16. And the disciples, some people say Elijah, you know, and it goes through, that's who they say you are. Now, as I've shared before, Jesus is in human flesh. He's a man. Yeah. And the people are looking at him, and they're understanding, they are seeing this man. They cannot see beyond the flesh. They cannot see who Christ really is. They're blinded to that. You see, because 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, Satan has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the image of God. They cannot see that Christ is the Son of God. Back to, if you are the Son of God. So you've got to understand that the enemy is going to be trying to blind you and I from the revelation, from a greater revelation of who Christ Jesus is. And to try and keep us, Jesus in the concept of how he lived on the earth. Not who he is right now. No, the devil doesn't want you and I to see that. But he's quite satisfied because it just keeps us pretty ground bound. So we come to the place where Jesus says, okay, but who do you say I am? And Simon Peter was the one that says, you are the Son of God. You are the Son of God. And then Jesus says, blessed are you, Simon Peter, because on this revelation that my Father has given to you, who I am, I'm going to build. We're in the building process. We're wanting to see Christ built in us. We're wanting to be rooted and established in Christ Jesus. We're wanting to see the body of Christ beginning to really manifest and really reveal Christ in us. We're wanting to see that being established more and more. We're wanting to see when Jesus says that he's busy building the spiritual house, you and I. And so we realize there that Satan tries to blind the people from the revelation that Jesus is truly the Son of God. He's happy, as I said, for us to have the knowledge what the Bible says Jesus is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Quite happy for people to quote that. Quite happy for that to be a fridge magnet. Quite happy for people to analyze it and speak about the Greek and all the kind of languages, etc. Quite happy. But he's not happy to have the revelation. He is the light. The light is the light. Light is revelation. And that's why Satan is blinded, so they cannot see the light who Christ Jesus is. He's quite happy to keep people in the dark of human wisdom, because it's dark. Revelation, God's wisdom, is light. Okay, and so you might be there, and I'm just encouraging you, don't stop. If your thoughts are going over there, just press through, because you know if you're pressing through, the Holy Spirit's about to take you into a deeper reality that Jesus is the Son of God, who he is. And that then brings in the fear of the Lord. That then brings in the true fear of the Lord. Because as we begin to have the revelation of who Christ is, something profound takes place. And you realize you are God. God, you dwell in me. And that is what is, I would call the beginning of wisdom. Just the realization of who God is. And that's why we need the revelation that Jesus is God. And as that opens up, just that revelation, suddenly, this body doesn't belong to me. Suddenly now, this body is for your glory and your honor. Suddenly, no, Christ, when you died, I died. That old power of sin is broken. Now I choose your ways. See, this is the wisdom of God. Now we're making a choice to follow wisdom. We're making a choice to listen to what Jesus says, because that's the wisdom of God. So the prayer is for the Spirit of God to give us a revelation of who Christ really is and open that up. And that takes you to another, as I say, just another place to, in the spirit realm with God. Better understanding of what it is to be seated with Christ in the heavenly realm. The better understanding, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. A better understanding, those who love will obey. Because now there's that realization who Christ is, and by the Spirit of God comes and dwells within us. And that's life-changing. This fear of the Lord that you might be experiencing, or you will be experiencing, this fear of the Lord will help you and I to live a life of purity. It's very hard to come and proclaim the Word of God when the Spirit of God shares something, but now I contaminate that pure Word with a contaminated, ungodly life. There's no life. It's just words. And this is why you and I now, as children of God in a town, children of God where we are, this is why we are children of light. Light consists of goodness, righteousness. You see, this is why we are learning now what it is as we come and eat and meal and have communion with our Lord Jesus, who is wisdom. We're receiving by the Spirit wisdom. We're starting to walk in His ways. His kingdom, the power of God, the power of the cross. And so I think it's just a very important. So we go back to, it's interesting that Paul prays, or let's go first of all to Jesus. Jesus prays for Peter, and he says, Peter, Satan has asked to sift you, but I prayed for you. And this is part of the word for you and I today. As you and I will face the reality, is Jesus really God? And it'll come at the most unexpected times. It'll come when you're maybe doing a funeral and is Jesus really God? Do you really believe this? I'm speaking from experience, okay? And then, there comes a time when you just hear a song about Jesus and you will say, but is Jesus really God? It'll come in many, many forms. How Satan will try and start, wants you to take that thought and to start to, take it in and, let me go back to the Garden of Eden and believe and join up with Eve and say, yeah, and be deceived like that. Pray. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said to the disciples, listen guys, pray that you will not fall into temptation. And this is part of today's message, is for you and I to really begin to take prayer seriously now, so that as the enemy tries to deceive, tries to stop the body of Christ from a greater revelation of who Christ is, we're going to be praying. Pray in the Spirit. Pray right now. I was speaking to a minister during the week, and I was just sharing with them that be aware that this is the time when we're going into the breakthrough. We're going into the reality of Christ and the greater revelation of Jesus Christ and our life in Him and the wisdom that's in Him. We're starting to believe that. We're starting to receive His wisdom. And as we receive His wisdom, we're starting to see the power of God manifesting. We're starting to see the power of the cross becoming very real. We're starting to see that the gospel is the power of God for salvation. We're starting to see the breakthroughs taking place all over. And he was just sharing because the congregation, they have a religious revelation of Jesus Christ. They don't know who He really is. And the prayer was, Lord, as He shares this Sunday by Your Holy Spirit, won't You give them a revelation of who Christ Jesus really is? It's life changing. It's life changing. as we behold him, what does the word of God says? We move from one glory to another. Be conformed into his likeness all the time. So it's life changing as you and I come and we start to really spend the time, Lord, we've coming to you. You are the wisdom of God. Share with us, Father, share with us your thoughts for the day. What's your will for today? What are you wanting to do today? Here I am. Here I am. But I need your wisdom. And as the Holy Spirit shares with you and I, the revelation will be Christ Jesus, who he is, what he has done, and we'll be able to walk in that more and more. A lot of what I'm sharing now, you will experience it in your different mandates that God has given. In the reality of the gifts, in the reality of how God has placed you into certain areas in the marketplace, in the world, in the towns. And you will begin to experience more and more the reality, as Jesus says, when I leave, I'm going to ask the Father and another one just like me, fully divine. All the wisdom is in him, just like me, will come. Not only will be within you, but will be alongside of you. And it's this where you start to not only realize that Christ, who he is, the fullness, when he spoke, creation came. He sustains all things by his powerful word. It's not just such a depth of that, but it's also the reality of together with the Holy Spirit to see the kingdom of God. You're not alone. Remember, Cole? Never alone. How did Gaia never alone? And that's a reality. Now, as we close, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Paul says, we'll just go to verse 10, that your spiritual, your battle is not flesh and blood. Ask yourself what human wisdom is going to deal with the battle over the nation. What wisdom from the past is going to deal with that? The wisdom from the past that is not in Christ Jesus is not going to help. See, the wisdom in the past that is in Christ Jesus, the wisdom, because his wisdom is eternal. Remember the attributes, God is eternal. So the wisdom that he gave to Adam and Eve, the wisdom that he gave to Noah, whatever it may be, the Holy Spirit might guide you there because that wisdom is still eternal wisdom. But it's the wisdom of God. What wisdom is going to be the answer for the nation? What wisdom is going to be the answer for your life? What wisdom is going to be the answer for the family? What wisdom is going to be the answer for whatever you're asking for? And that's a decision you and I need to make, because that will be the starting point. Google, or it's in you, Lord. I don't yet discover it. I need to understand. But you're inviting me to come and have a meal with you, to come and sup, to come and eat with you, to receive from you. So remember, wisdom is the knowledge, and then there's the understanding, and then there is the application of all of that. We know how to use that knowledge now, because we've got understanding. And so Paul writes, and he says that your warfare is not against flesh and blood. So I need something that is more powerful than just human wisdom, because I'm dealing with the spiritual realm over people that's influencing, holding people in captivity. So I need to sit with you, Lord, to get the wisdom, to get the understanding. And then Paul carries on and he shares the armor, but he shares in verse 18, he says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Praying in the Spirit on all occasions, and we mustn't stop there. Continually pray for one another. But not praying from one another from the soul, praying for one another in the Spirit on all occasions. Big difference. Huge. Not praying for one another from the wisdom of the soul, but praying with the wisdom of God. See, the words of Jesus are spirit and life. The word is the sword of the Spirit. So praying in the Spirit, yes, there's the praying in tongues, which is a very important part of this. But praying in the Spirit is the wisdom of the Spirit. What the Holy Spirit has shared concerning Jesus Christ. And we're praying that for one another. We're praying that for ourselves. Not our own understanding. Not what we desire. Not what, whoa, this will make that person happy if I pray like this. No. No, this is why you and I, we passed that phase right now. We've entered into this wisdom of God. And now, Holy Spirit, share with us truth that is in Jesus, because all the other truth is a counterfeit, it's a fake, it's an illusion. Only in Christ is the truth. He is the wisdom of God. Holy Spirit, I need you to share. You part of your ministry, you are the spirit of wisdom and revelation and counsel and understanding and the fear of the Lord. I need to get truth from Jesus, because now I know when I get that, I can pray in the Spirit. Not in the flesh. And this is part of our growth now. This is part of us moving in. So I might want to be praying for somebody over there because they're giving me a hard time. Oh God, won't you save them? I'm praying from the flesh. I'm not praying from the Spirit. I'm just praying so that my life is better. No. If I pray from the Spirit, I get wisdom of God concerning the situation, and then I get the truth from God, the Word of God. I pray in tongues, but I'll also pray with that Word, what God has shared. I'm praying in the Spirit on all occasions. So this is maturing time, out of the flesh, into the reality of we are children of God. And to be able to live as children of God. To see His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says it another way, and He says, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these other things shall be given to you as well. So He's teaching us how to live seeking first the kingdom. And that is why to pray in the Spirit on all occasions, that's part of us. Lord, we come to you, Jesus. We need your wisdom, your truth here, so that we can obey that. We can pray that for one another, for ourselves. So I invite you, as He's invited me, maybe I need to just share this. It was a Friday, the 2nd of August, I think it was the 2nd of August, we were busy praying, and I knew that we've stepped into a new season. I knew that God was inviting us into something that was more than what we are currently living in now and experiencing now. And we started there, and there was the invitation to go and receive. And often we speak about the library of God, and we see it in Psalm 139, all the books, all the days of our lives have been written down in the book in heaven, in the books in heaven. And so just by faith going in and Jesus taking us, and when we received that book, that has more for us now, like the next chapter kind of thing. It opened up, but it was like, you know, when you see in some of these movies where there's like this secret passageway. You push it and suddenly, oops, the door opens and there's like this secret passageway. Well, take the book out the library and suddenly, whoosh, you go into another realm. There's a whole new realm of faith, a whole new realm where God has called us to participate. And in this realm, we need His wisdom. We can't go with the wisdom of man anymore. It's only in this realm we need His wisdom now. Because now we're building with Jesus. He said He will build. And now we're building with Him. And this is why you and I need the wisdom. We need the wisdom on how to raise our children. We need that wisdom of God now. Oh, it's so important now. And that's why Satan wants to try and stop you and I from the revelation of who Christ is. He does not want us to know that all the wisdom of God is in Christ Jesus. You see, He does not want us to grasp at truth, who He really is. He does not want us, Colossians 2 verse 6, He does not want us to realize that the full deity lives in Christ Jesus. He does not want us to realize that. Imagine just for a moment, just imagine the realization, Christ, You are God, You're in me. It's no longer I who live, it's You in me. Just imagine walking in step with the Spirit of God wherever you and I go. Imagine the life of Christ in you and I. Imagine He sustains all things by His powerful word. What's impossible? Imagine, as we start to live in this truth, the impact. Imagine, we're not speaking about Jesus before the cross. We're speaking about the resurrected Jesus, the King of Kings. We're speaking about the Christ who's been given all the authority, the power. We're speaking about the Christ who's now raised and the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We're speaking about who He really is dwelling within us. He's done the work on the cross. And He says, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. Imagine as we start to get the revelation of who Christ is and we start to walk in that truth, what's going to start to take place? And therefore, pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Oh, we need to learn. Don't pray in the flesh anymore. Pray in the Spirit. If you don't know what the truth is yet, get the truth. Get the truth. Get the wisdom of God and start to pray that wisdom of God. Start to apply. Start to walk in that wisdom of God. Because you're praying in His name. You're praying in wisdom. In who He is. Amen. So, say goodbye to the old. And say amen. We enter the new. Yeah. This realm that we've entered into, the kingdom is more real than what we've ever known before. The working together with Jesus is such a privilege and such an honor. And He's inviting us all to grow in this now. Such purpose in life. Such reason for existence. That we experience more and more as the Spirit of God gives us more and more insight to who Christ really is. So Father, this morning as we spend a few moments in just acknowledging You and worshiping You, Father. We want to thank You that Your Son, Jesus Christ, is the very image of who You are. And He is God. We want to thank You, Jesus, that You came from the Father. And you placed yourself in this human form. But we want to thank you that you've been raised. We want to thank you, Jesus, this morning. As more and more, as you just open and you reveal light, you reveal truth, you reveal that you are who you are. Lord, we ask that the thoughts and the things in our mind that are like limitations that's preventing us from a greater revelation of you, Jesus, that today by your Holy Spirit, that will just be removed. Give us truth so that we can replace. Give us truth that we can renew our mind. And we thank you. Lord, we are in the most incredible moment in the history of our nation, where you're calling us as your children, Father, to really get revelation and wisdom, to see the light, because your wisdom is full of light. Your wisdom is full of life. Your wisdom is God breathed. It's got your very substance in it that brings about this incredible life. And today I want to ask today, Father, that all of us will be able to experience more and more the reality of walking in your wisdom. Wisdom, you've called us to come and sup with you. You've called us to come and have a meal with you. You've called us. Jesus, you taught us when you taught us how to pray, give us today our daily bread. So you've taught us to come on a daily basis, to come and just get food, to come and get wisdom, to come and get understanding for today, because we need it for today. And we want to thank you, Father, for the discovery of this wisdom of yours. It's so deep, it's eternal, it's all knowing, it's all powerful. Lord, we're starting to understand when you spoke to us about abiding in you and your word abiding in us and the fruit that we will bear, the fruit of wisdom, the fruit of your word, the fruit of your truth. And we want to thank you as we have communion just now. We want to thank you, Jesus, for the most incredible work that you have done in setting us free from being enslaved to sin, setting us free from the consequences of sin and death. Lord, you've brought us out and we are in this new creation in you, Jesus. We want to thank you, Father, that you share with us your mind, you share with us your thoughts, you share with us your wisdom by the Holy Spirit. Lord, I just know that you're bringing us in your most amazing way. You're bringing us into a greater life of being in you, a greater manifestation of this life of being in you, Jesus. And we want to thank you for the good works that have been predestined for us, that you have called us into. We want to thank you that these good works will be the manifestation of your wisdom that brings life into every given situation. Lord, what purpose? We've got such purpose. We've got such reason. It's so good to be alive with you, Jesus. And I think it must bring you so much joy for us here to respond to you. It must bring you so much joy and delight where we are coming to you this morning, Lord, and saying, yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you that we can be part of something that you are busy doing in your name, that we can go in your name and to really see the Father being glorified here on earth. And we want to thank you, Lord, that we can again together with you to honor the Father. Thank you for your blood, Lord. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for what you've done for us, Lord Jesus. Give you the praise and glory for that. Amen. Amen.